now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. In our little span of life here, we meet people. What a variety of characters. We also meet experiences in life. They're not all pleasant, for some are so distressing we shudder to remember them. But the most solemn, the most important, the most vital to our existence both here and hereafter is that day when we meet the living eternal God. Neighbor, meet God you must. When? It may be a sudden stroke of his judgment will end your day of his grace and of his offered salvation to you. Or it may be at the end of a long life, in old age, after God's long suffering with you, for you to answer for your long refusal to repent. Or it may be at the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ that the door will shut and your doom will be sealed forever. But one thing is sure, you must meet God. Oh, hear me, you must meet God. How? Some will meet God as their Father, for they have been born of God and made his sons. Their sins are forgiven and their souls are saved, for Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, and they found acceptance with God in Christ Jesus. But others will meet God in their sins and in their stubborn resistance of God's Spirit and in their determined refusal of Jesus Christ to be their Lord, to obey him. As such God-defiant rebels, they shall face the Almighty God to receive what they deserve, his eternal wrath. And that will be so terrible. I beg, I beseech you, one and all, don't meet God in your sins. Don't meet God in your sins. Make sure you shall never stand before the judgment of bar of the Holy God of heaven in your wicked sins to receive the eternal wrath of God which they deserve. Don't meet God in your sins. Oh, I echo this in your ear. Don't meet God in your sins.